As we start this new year, let's spend a couple of minutes looking back on this past year, 2020. And not so much looking back on it to relive anything, but more to look back on 2020 as a way of anticipating and looking forward to 2021. So here's a challenge for each of you. Think about yourself at this time last year, early January 2020. And now think about yourself also right now. Forget about everything that happened in 2020. Just think about who you were last January and who you were now. Just think about that for a minute. I challenge you to tell me that you are not a stronger person January 15th, 2021, than you were in January of 2020. 2020, everything that happened last year, everything you went through, everything your family went through, everything we all went through, most of us had to deal with some pretty bad stuff last year. I don't see 2020 being anyone's favorite year. It made each of us stronger. I think everyone alive today who lived through 2020, I think everyone alive today was rescued by God and made stronger during 2020. What came in 2020 to destroy you made you stronger. And let me ask you this. Did what came to possibly destroy you in 2020, did it bring you closer to God? And have you thanked Him for giving you the strength and the perseverance to weather all the storms of last year? Because everybody, know this, it's through the grace of God that you're here today. Faith is the first and most important element of the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model. Faith and prayer are your vitamins for your soul. You cannot live a healthy life without them. My faith in God rescued me last year. Listeners to this podcast know the story. You can listen to it in episodes 2B and 3B. It's why this podcast exists. What came to destroy me brought me back to God. I urge you, everybody, to think about your relationship with God this week. Thank Him for what He's given to you, both the good and the bad. Every challenge that God has put before you was put there for a reason, and during those challenges, you were never alone. God was always with you. The poem, Footprints in the Sand, many of you know it. Footprints in the Sand describes how God is always there for us. The poem's setting is a person our age walking on the beach alone, thinking about their life. Most of us who live near a beach or who have been fortunate enough to be on the beach at some point at our older age have done that walk, thinking about your life. This person in the poem, let's pretend it's you. You're walking along the sand near the ocean on the beach and you're looking back on your life, thinking about both the good and the bad times. And as you're looking back on your life, looking back along the beach, You see footprints on the sand where you've walked. Most of the time, as you look back there, you can see that there were two sets of footprints. One of those sets, belongs to you, and then the other set belonged to God. He was right there walking with you during your life. But then you also notice that during the bad times in your life, the most difficult and challenging times you face during your life, maybe some of those times came last year, you notice that during those times, those bad times, you only see one set of footprints. And as you look at those single sets of footprints, you notice that, well, during the darkest times in your life, during some of your most difficult struggles, well, it appears that God wasn't walking with you then. You can see only one set of footprints. It seems that you were walking alone. Had God left you? This is strange, so you stop right there and you pray to God. You say in your prayer, "Father, when I was going through so much trouble, why weren't you walking with me? Why weren't you there beside me?" God answers you. "My child, I love you, and I would never, ever leave you. During those times you were suffering, during your darkest hours, those times that you were deeply troubled, those times when you can only see one set of footprints, it was then, my child, that I carried you."